We're starting with the U.S. presidential election. The election night audience wasn't limited to the United States. From South America to Europe, Africa to the Middle East and Asia, the world was watching as results came in on Tuesday night.
It's a day to celebrate for Barack Obama's supporters. Let's get you the big headlines at this moment. Barack Obama is re-elected U.S. president. The first pictures of the first couple's victory as Obama tweets a thank you to his voters for a second term.
好，观众朋友，现在立刻带你关注是全球瞩目的美国总统大选投票结果现在出炉了。那么奥巴马他
CNN의 보도에따르면오바마의당선이확정이됐다
오바마대통령은이제다시한번
So people were watching the election in the real world, and many of them were talking about the election in the digital one. Karen Kafa looks at the role that social media took on during election day and some of the trends that defined the day.
As election day turned into election night, millions of votes and how they added up generated millions of tweets. Leading up to this one, a thank you from a newly re-elected president of the United States.
For the United States of America, the best is yet to come.
Election Day 2012 took its place as Twitter's biggest political event ever. And as TV networks call the race, second screens lit up at a rate of more than 327,000 tweets per minute. Google searches pointed to an anxious electorate. Top search terms during the day included election results, exit polls, election news, and who's winning the election.On Facebook, the number one term Tuesday morning and afternoon, variations of vote, voted, and go vote. After projections, Obama wins jumped to the top spots on both Facebook and Google. Meanwhile, among Instagram photos, a bevy of proud ballot shots raise legal questions in states with restrictions on photography in polling places. In November 2008, about 37% of Americans said they'd used a social networking site.Fast forward to 2012, two-thirds are socially engaged.
You guys are the best.
And while Republicans made social strides, they're still catching up to do. Mitt Romney amassed a respectable 1.7 million Twitter followers during his campaign, still just a fraction of President Obama's over 22 million. In Chicago, I'm Karen Kafa.
Well, President Obama has been elected to a second term in the White House, but the next 4 years could present some big challenges for the president and the country. The fiscal cliff has to do with the U.S. debt. Some spending cuts and tax increases are set to kick in unless President Obama and Congress can come up with other ways to get the country's debt under control. Most American voters said the economy was the number one issue in this election. One thing that financial experts look at in order to figure out how the economy's doing is the U.S. stock market, specifically the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Yesterday, it dropped more than 300 points, the worst one-day drop in a year. So things are still pretty rough on Wall Street, and that's why economic issues like the fiscal cliff are going to get a lot of attention. What else lies ahead for the president's second term? There's a possibility he could nominate more justices to the U.S. Supreme Court. He nominated two during his first term.Plus, some members of the president's cabinet have said they'll step down, so he'll need to fill those positions as well. Before we leave election night behind, we want to point out some firsts that happened on Tuesday. Same-sex marriage became legal in Maryland and Maine. A similar vote in Washington was still pending. Judges and legislators have approved it in other states, but this was the first time that voters approved same-sex marriage.In Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin became the first openly gay politician elected to the U.S. Senate. She's also the first woman elected to the Senate from Wisconsin. Voters in two states, Colorado and Washington, approved legalizing marijuana. That's a first, but it's also not a done deal. The federal government says marijuana is illegal, and that overrules states' rights in this case. And for the first time, a majority of voters in Puerto Rico said they would like the U.S. territory to change its status and become a U.S. state.